An event that was postponed due to the pandemic will honor Dutch liberators from the Second World War. It's called In Our Father's Footsteps and is taking place in the Netherlands this fall. Canadians who are descendants of these soldiers will walk 60 kilometers along the route of the troops, reliving that important history. Karen Hunter is the founder and organizer of In Our Father's Footsteps. Her father is a veteran of the war, and she joins us now. Good afternoon, Karen.
Hello.
So first, let's start with your own history. Well, what can you tell me about your father and his service?
Well, my father served with the 2nd Light Anti-Aircraft and helped to liberate the Netherlands. And growing up, we knew that he always had this backstory, but he never talked about it. And as well, my mother was engaged to a pilot who was killed on Valentine's Day in 1945, just before the war ended. So the Second World War was always, as I say, a big backstory in our family, and all of the various mementos around the house, and at Christmas, cards from people overseas, European names that were very different than we were accustomed to hearing, and we just always knew that they had lived kind of this whole life before we came along.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a common experience, I think, for anybody who has had relatives that served. How did you learn more about your father and his service, or did you?
Well, actually, as I say, he never talked about it as we were growing up. And then my parents attended the various liberation anniversaries in the Netherlands, and I think that had quite a profound impact on him. And sometime after the second one he'd attended, he began to secretly write this memoir, and my mother typed it up, and we really didn't know that he was doing it. And on his 85th birthday, he presented this war memoir to the family and told us that he had prepared it really for our sake. And it was really our first glimpse at what his experience had been. And it became my inspiration to walk in my father's footsteps for the 75th anniversary of the Dutch liberation in May 2020.
Wow. Karen, if you don't mind me asking, what did it say? What did you learn?
Oh, well, we learned so many things. It's hard to know where to begin. Though I will say that there was a lot we didn't learn. You know, he tended to not include the messy bits, you might say. A lot of what he wrote about was the joy and the jubilation of liberating places like Apeldoorn, and how wonderful the people were, and some of his experiences after the liberation when he spent some months in the Netherlands. So though we learned a fair bit, there was a lot that was missing, which came as a surprise because, as I say, I intended to use it as my guide, really, in the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. And when I started digging into it, I realized, there's a lot of information missing. And so I had to do a lot of research. I went to Belgium and I went to the Netherlands. And it was actually at that point that I realized that it was a much bigger undertaking than I'd originally estimated. At that time in my life, I was doing a lot of spiritual journeys. I'd climbed Kilimanjaro and I'd walked the Camino, and I thought that this would be another similar type journey. And what I discovered was there was a lot of missing information. And so at that point, it was just me walking in my father's footsteps. But I decided at that point to put out the invitation to others in Canada, others whose fathers had served. And I was overwhelmed with people wanting to join me on this adventure. And at that point, In My Father's Footsteps became In Our Father's Footsteps.
Wow. Yeah, how many people are following in those footsteps?
Well, back in May 2020, we had 155, and we had a huge waiting list, almost the same number on the wait list. But then, of course, in May 2020, well, actually March, it was postponed due to COVID. And so now we are in the fourth postponement of the event. And so over the course of those couple of years, people dropped out for various reasons, health reasons and otherwise. So we were down to about 75 back in the fall. Right now we're around 90. We can go up to 110 this time. And next week, July 28th, is our deadline for registration. And I'm really quite determined to try to fill every spot because it's a one-time, unique event. And I just don't want to leave anyone behind.
Okay, with that in mind, how can people join the event?
Well, there is a website, inourfathersfootsteps.com. It has all of the information about the event. We have all kinds of amazing things planned. You know, as you mentioned, we'll be walking 60 kilometers on a researched route of the Canadian troops, a route that reflects all of the various divisions, so one that we have created. And we will be doing various commemorations along the way and as well celebrations and experiencing the Dutch culture. Certainly the highlight of the event will be our walk into Apeldoorn. And there we'll be walking in as a large Canadian contingent with flags and a pipe band, and we'll be met at Hetloo Palace by Princess Marguerite. And there we'll be holding a very special torch ceremony, the passing of the torch to the next generation. And it will involve not only Princess Marguerite and many dignitaries and hopefully some Second World War veterans, but also youth. And that's really special to me. That's really the purpose of my current charity, the Canadian Remembrance Torch, of which Inner Father's Footsteps is one of its initiatives. And so there are students from McMaster University who have built this torch. They've designed it, they've built it, and they are coming on the event to be part of it. They will design the torch ceremony. And we're also hoping to have a simulcast at the Man with Two Hats monument that is just outside the palace. There is one there facing Ottawa. There's also one in Ottawa facing Apeldoorn. And so we hope to have a simulcast, and that way we can involve more Second World War veterans, which is really important.
Karen, have you done that walk?
Sorry?
Have you done that 60-kilometer walk?
I haven't done this exact walk, no. Yeah. I have done a lot of walking in the Netherlands, actually. I was there in 2019, and we covered a lot of this territory, but not start to finish this exact walk. Not
yet.
What
do you think it's going to be like for you?
Oh, it's going to be amazing. You know, the idea of a long meditative walk, similar to the Camino, it's inspired by the Camino, is going to be very impactful. You know, to reflect on what it might have been like for these soldiers. I mean, we'll never know, but just have a sense of you know, the surroundings, and we'll be hearing from a lot of the Dutch people who experienced the liberation. They'll be talking with us, and just immersing ourselves in that environment, I think, will be really very meaningful.
Well, Karen, safe travels to you and everyone involved, and thanks for this.
Well, thank you so much.
Karen Hunter is the founder and organizer of In Our Father's Footsteps. It's taking place in the Netherlands to commemorate the Dutch liberation, as you heard.